the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So let's start with this controversy about the way the Gardaí are policing our roads. This was revealed yesterday by the outgoing Commissioner, Drew Harris, who said he'd received an anonymous tip-off in June, and because of that, the Policing and Community Safety Authority and himself commissioned a report, which hasn't been published. But he says, from what he's seen in the report, some within roads policing are obviously carrying out their duties with diligence and commitment, but a substantial majority, and it's very clear from the report, seem to have little interest in roads policing. So, in a moment we'll talk to former Assistant Garda Commissioner Pat Leahy, but first, Leo Leggio, as Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association, what do you make of this?
It's a very shocking development, Matt, and we need this report published as soon as possible, because you have the good GRA saying it's, the report is coming out in drip feeds, and I've spoken to some Gardaí and I said it's not a majority, it's a minority of Gardaí. And then the superintendent, the commissioner says it's a majority of a lot of them. And we need to know the facts. We need to know the truth. Families of victims, we deserve to know the truth.
Because we've had, Leo, the commissioner make a big deal earlier about every Garda having to do their bit and do some time of their day or of their week out on the roads policing what actually happens. And then we hear that actually the Gardaí don't want to be doing that.
Families like ours rely on the Gardaí to uphold the law and to protect our lives on the roads, Matt. But this report shows that Gardaí not only failed to carry out the basic duties like speed checks, drink breathalyzers, but they also didn't care. And as even didn't even care that they were in monitors. And worse still, the silence among them with their supervisors and their managers, that's a failure, systemic failure, and real people are paying with their lives.
And this is a year in which we've had 95 people have died in our roads so far this year. 35 drivers, 22 pedestrians, 17 motorcyclists, 8 cyclists, 8 passengers, and 1 e-scooter rider. 95 deaths on our roads so far this year.
Yeah, like I don't want to. The whole Garda force now is getting a bad rep of because of this, because of these guys that just couldn't care less. Any Garda I've met involved in roads policing, with the talks I've done across the country, Matt, they've all been genuine, dedicated, and passionate about what they're doing. And for these guys to come out and do this, it's a betrayal of trust. They've betrayed us, and we don't deserve that. Like, they're there in a position to protect us. The commissioner's there to protect us. The justice minister is supposed to be there to protect us as well. And that's from top to bottom. Some changes had to be made. Galway gave us promises and all these reports and all these plans for the future, but nothing is being done now at the moment. It's always 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line. And the action, the people are dying now. People are being seriously injured on our roads now, and we need action straight away.
Okay, I'm just looking at the statement from the Garda Representative Association, which is called the drip feeding of this report another insult to our overworked and under-resourced colleagues in the Road Protection Unit and for members of An Garda Síochána as a whole. They say that Drew Harris quoting from the unpublished report is entirely inappropriate and disrespectful. And also, they're saying it seems quite clear that this commissioner appears to give greater value to the views of external consultants rather than those of the experienced road policing units and the supervisors he employs. Pat Leahy is a former Assistant Garda Commissioner. What do you make of what's happening here?
Hi, Matt. Well, first and foremost, Matt, I think we have to accept, look, the report is not out there. So we're operating off sound bites and maybe a few comments from those few people that do know what's in the report. So look, I think it's time to just take a deep breath until it's published so that we can actually see what's in the report. And I suppose there's a couple of elements of it there that would cause me some concern, apart from the fact that, look, it's a very sensitive area of policing. And you're both absolutely right. Like, 95 people have lost their lives on the roads so far this year. And there are families there that are grieving as a consequence, not only of this year, but of multiple years past. So it's something that we have to really be serious about all the time. So look, we have to acknowledge the sensitivity associated with it. However, there are statements that are after emerging now in the public domain that are supposed to represent some of the content that's in this report. And one of them suggests that the guards didn't care that they were being monitored at the time. And for me, that's a really, really unusual statement to make. And it would be unusual if it were true also, because we know from research, decades-old research, that people that are monitored while on the job perform above and beyond the normal rate or the normal standard across the board. That's just the way it is. So if it was a case that this is correct and that they weren't doing it, I think we might have a deeper underlying issue here. And I would probably, and again, look, we're speaking without knowing what's in the report, but I would connect that to what we've been hearing from the associations for the last number of years now, that morale is on the ground. Okay, I don't know if this is the case, but I'm just reading that statement and saying this is so unusual. And if that's the case, and it's gotten to this point, then we have a really serious problem in policing. And I don't think that addressing it with the stick is going to be the right way to approach this. I think we have to explore this deeply and see what exactly is underpinning this. And look, we know that everything in policing is not right at the moment. We know that the associations, again, all of the associations have gone and said the operating model is not working. You're talking about people that are in there in this job, not because they're there for the money, not because they're there because it's a great way of life, right? But it's vocational. It's like the teachers, it's like the nurses. People are in there to provide a service to the community, and that's what drives them. When they're not capable of delivering on that personal orientation because of the organization structures, systems, processes, procedures, whatever it is, you know, this is what you see at the far end over a consistent period of them not being able to do the jobs that they signed up to do. So I think that we do need to take a deep breath on this. What has come out so far, yes, is very unsatisfactory for anybody to hear, including, you know, those in the job and outside the job. But we need to take stock now. We need to listen, wait for it to come out.
Yeah, but hold on, and Pat, in fairness, the only reason we're talking about this is because of what Drew Harris said yesterday. It's the Garda Commissioner who has decided essentially to cherry pick and to tell us that some within the roads policing are obviously carrying out their duties with diligence and commitment, but a substantial majority seem to have very little interest in roads policing. A substantial majority, after he made it a priority for every Garda to do their bit in road policing. Now, does that suggest that as he goes into his final month in the job, that this is sort of the way that he's going to go out is with another row with the rank and file and with those above him, and that maybe this is that the Gardaí do need a new start under a new commissioner because things have become a bit toxic?
Well, look, that may very well be the way that it ends up. And look, I suppose the evidence is there. It's out there now in the public domain. And there's appear to be a bit of a tit-for-tat going on now, which is really, you know, unpalatable, and unfortunately for the incoming commissioner, this is what he's going to have to deal with. But look, I would have confidence in the incoming commissioner that he'll address it appropriately. And there's a couple of issues that have to be addressed. There's a public trust and confidence issue emerging now at the moment that will have to be addressed. So there'll have to be openness and transparency with regard to the actual report itself, and the sooner the better for that. But I do think we have to expand our thinking on this now. And if we go into this with a witch hunt, we're going to apply the rod here. I think it's going to be a huge mistake for us. I think we need to just hold steady now, see what's in the report, explore it. I mean, some of the statements that are coming out don't tell us whether or not these are based on observations or whether they're based on interviews. And we won't know that until we get in and see the methodology section of this, because research of this nature is quite challenging, and to come out with big, bold statements about the majority of individuals, I think probably isn't the way to go here. So I do think we're in a space that we may not have been in before, in terms of that statement about the guards didn't care that they were being monitored. That's not normal. So we need to look at that and we need to unpeel that, if that's the case, and see what's going on here, guys.
Well, Pat, one last thing. Would that suggest that this report has to be published before Drew Harris goes, that he has to deal with it rather than leaving it for his successor to deal with from the 1st of September?
Well, if statements are being made about the report now and the content is making its way into the public domain, I think that the next move has to be, look, we have created a public trust and confidence issue here now, and we have to address it. So, I mean, the first thing that you would do is release the report. Let people interpret what's in it. Let people get an opportunity to go in and, you know, explore it, see where the outcomes and the findings are coming from, how they're being interpreted. And if they are, as they suggest, then we need to determine how are we going to go about this. If we go in wielding the rod here, we could find ourselves in a far darker place.
Thank you very much, Pat Leahy, former Assistant Garda Commissioner, and Leo Leggio, Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association. I think that is a story that we will be returning to next week.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.